This is Meg.
And Happy.
And this is Country Talk.
Country Talk with Meg and Happy.
This is the podcast you've all been waiting for your whole lives. Dun 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 dun. Happy's rebuttal list.
I don't speak for country music. I don't speak for anyone but myself. These are my 100 greatest country songs of all time.
If it sounds country, man, that's what it is. It's a country song.
Now, this list, like any list, is going to be flawed, but I stand by it. And I'll put them up against Rolling Stones any day.
How did you decide what songs went where, in what order?
How much I liked it, how I felt about the song. Some of it was how well the song did. Sometimes when I couldn't decide between a song and another song, it was chart.
You would lean towards the one that did better?
Yeah.
What was the criteria for a song to make it?
The storytelling, the rhymes, the emotionality.
Cool. Happy Song List will be posted. You'll be able to download it, and you guys can follow along. Some songs we're going to just read off and move on to the next song. Some songs we're going to talk about and have anecdotes about. Some songs we'll play. Some songs we won't play.
It'll be like life. You'll be able to hear some things and not hear some things. You'll be able to wonder about some things and not wonder about some things. You'll be able to just listen to us talking or not listen to us talk. Number 100. I included this one because it has a little of the old, a little of the new, and a little hip-hop. This song is called Roll Me Up. It was written by Willie Nelson. It features Willie Nelson. It features Kris Kristofferson. It features a new artist, Jamie Johnson. And it features a hip-hop artist, Snoop Dogg.
I didn't come here and I ain't leaving, so don't sit around and cry. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die. Now you won't see no sad and teary eye when I get my wings and it's my time to fly.
Call my friends and tell them there's a party, come on by. Now just roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Snoop Dogg, the least likely person to be on this list.
He made it on my list. Number 99, Corpus Christi Bay, Robert Earl Keane.
I love that song.
It's a great song.
Todd Snyder did a terrific cover of that song.
On the Corpus Christi Bay, I'd get off and drink till daylight, sleep the morning away.
Number 98. This guy has written a lot of great songs, but he only made the list once. Memorial Day by James McMurtry.
Just 100 more miles and we'll be at Grandma. Sure is gonna be fun. Maybe she'll take us fishing. Maybe she'll bake us a pie. Remember like she did that one time back before Grandpa died.
James McMurtry did a cover of the Guy Clark song, Cold Dog Soup, where he references Tom Waits and Towns Van Sant on the Guy Clark tribute album. And I was like, I love this cat's voice. Let me look into him. And so I just got other songs. Songs like Song for the Deckhand's Daughter and 60 Acres. He wrote a song called Cheney's Toy about George Bush. So not every country singer's conservative. This next guy is, though, Alan Jackson, number 97. I included the song he wrote about 9/11, Where Were You When the World Stopped Turning, which is a beautiful song.
Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day?
Number 96, George Strait, I Just Want to Dance With You.
Is that the response song to I Just Want to Dance With Somebody by Whitney Houston?
No, it's a John Prine song that George Strait covered.
Okay.
It's a great song.
No, I'm sure it's great.
Number 95, Johnny Cash Junkie and Buck Owens Freak by Brooks and Dunn.
Me and Johnny fight to walk the line. I still drive a pickup. I still wear boots. I grew up country. I'm proud of my roots. Red, white, and blue are the colors I bleed. I'm a Johnny Cash Junkie
and a Buck Owens Freak.
Kix Brooks is a big Jerry Jeff Walker fanatic. He used to open for Jerry Jeff Walker.
How long has Brooks and Dunn been together?
Oh, years and years and years and years. Yeah, I think they recently broke up, actually.
They've been together so long they had to break up.
Number 94, If the Law Don't Want You, Norah Jones. Rodney Crowell wrote If the Law Don't Want You, and Norah Jones is a cover of it. Actually, I think Mary Carr and Rodney Crowell both wrote it, because it's from a woman's point of view.
Can we talk about that Norah Jones is on this list?
She does country sometimes.
Because of her collaborations with Willie?
Well, she has a band called the Little Willies. It started out as a Willie Nelson tribute band, but it ended up becoming just a country band.
I was on the front porch staring him down.
Number 93, Help Me Make It Through the Night by Sammy Smith.
That seems classic.
Number 92, there's two songs like this on this list where a dead guy singing with alive guys.
You mean it's a remix?
Okay, yeah, it's a remix.
Cool.
They made a remix. Watch out. It's called Living for a Song. Number 92, this song is written by Hank Cochran. He appears on the song. He sings with Jamie Johnson, Willie Nelson, Merle Haggard, and Kris Kristofferson. Number 91, A Satisfied Mind by Porter Wagner, which did appear on the Rolling Stones list. A little higher up. Porter Wagner was the guy who was mean to Dolly Parton.
Yes.
And Satisfied Mind has been covered by Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash, Bob Dylan, Waylon Jennings, George Jones.
I could do things my way.
Number 90, Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain by Willie Nelson. Number 89, Sunday Morning Coming Down by Johnny Cash.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with
written
no
by
Kris Kristofferson. Why is it number 89?
I love that song, but there's better songs than that. How did that song come to be, honey? Do you remember?
It was a long, stormy night.
It came because Kris Kristofferson landed a helicopter in Johnny Cash's backyard.
Physically, how did it come to be?
He
was a janitor.
Was a janitor at Columbia Studios.
Just like how Matt Damon was a janitor at Harvard.
The story originally that Johnny Cash told was that Kris Kristofferson got drunk, stole a helicopter, landed in his backyard, stumbled out with a beer in one hand and tape in the other and said, listen to it, to Johnny Cash, and staggered back in the helicopter.
He had to see about a girl, honey.
He actually left his girl and his child behind. Kris
Kristofferson. Well, the girl in this metaphor is Johnny Cash.
Kris Kristofferson was a professor at West Point, a Rhodes Scholar, a Gold Gloves boxer, and a helicopter pilot in the military during Vietnam. And he left all that behind to become a songwriter in Nashville. And his two day jobs were as a janitor at Columbia Studios and flying helicopters for some oil company. And Johnny Cash did the song on his TV show. And they wanted him to change the words from Wishing Lord I Was Stoned to Wishing Lord I Was Home, which would have changed the whole meaning to the song. Johnny Cash didn't say what he was going to do, and Chris just trusted whatever Cash wanted would be the best thing for the song. And he ended up saying, Wishing Lord that I was stoned, and looking right up at Kristofferson, and gave him the chills, and changed everyone's life and made America a better place.
On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone.
Do you like apples?
Yeah.
Well, I got a number. How do you like them apples?
Next on the list is 88, Katie by Fred Eaglesmith. It's about his girlfriend who he killed because she slept with another man. He meant to kill the guy, and he did kill the guy, but he killed her too by accident.
The 80s have taken a dark, dark road.
Number 87, Family Tradition by Hank Williams Jr. Number 86, The Pills I Took by Hank Williams III. Number 85, Beer for My Horses by Toby Keith and Willie Nelson. Willie and Toby Keith are good friends. The story goes that Toby Keith was in a restaurant and asked Willie to collaborate with him. And Willie said, what's the name of the song? He said, Whiskey for My Man, Beer for My Horses. And Willie said, Say No More, I'm In.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing, Whiskey for my man, beer for my horses.
And the song ended up being about, like, justice for bad guys, which, you know, is fine. Who cares?
And by bad guys, you mean people with brown skin?
Not necessarily.
Was the restaurant Toby Keith eating at Old Country Buffet?
I don't know. But Toby Keith did get into a big fight with Kristofferson backstage at Willie Nelson's 70th birthday party. And it was at the height of the Iraq War, and it was the height of the popularity of that song, Will Put a Boot in Your Ass, the American Way.
Is that on your list?
No. Toby Keith strutted in with his posse, and Kristofferson was standing there kind of by himself talking to his wife or Willie or something. But he walked in with his posse and said, none of that lefty shit tonight, Chris. And Chris goes, what'd you say to me, boy?
What'd you say to me, boy?
Toby Keith kept walking. He goes, you turn around when I'm talking to you, boy. Toby Keith turned around and he goes, you ever fight for your country? You ever wear your country's uniform? You ever kill a man and cash your country's check for doing it? No? Then shut the fuck up.
Did he say, shut the front door?
He said, shut it. Shut your face, shut your asshole, shut your pee-pee, and shut it all. Shut it masterfully. Just shut it down. Shut the system down. That's what he said. He he just changed his whole personality. The whole situation made him totally change. I don't know why. But then they made up and became friends again. Number 84, I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry by Hank Williams, Sr. Number 83, The Road Goes On Forever by The Highwaymen.
Originally written by Robert Earl Keane.
Great song. Number 82, Live Forever by Billy Joe Shaver. This version by Billy Joe Shaver and Big and Rich. Number 81, Bottle to the Bottom by Dierks Bentley, written by Kris Kristofferson. This version also has a cameo by Kris Kristofferson.
Did you ever see a down and outer waking up alone without a blanket on to keep him from the dew?
Number 80, Nightlife by Ray Price, written by Willie Nelson. Number 79, Guitars Cadillacs by Dwight Yoakam. Number 78, Tulsa Time by Don Williams. Number 77, If I Were the Man You Wanted by Lyle Lovett.
Ooh, a Lyle Lovett song.
Number 76, Sing Me Back Home by Merle Haggard. Number 75, Why Me, Lord by Kris Kristofferson.
What did I ever do?
What have I ever done to deserve even one of the pleasures I've known?
Number 74, Wildwood Flower by the Carter Family.
Oh, he taught me to love him and promise to love and to cherish me over all others above.
Number 73, It Sure Was Good by George Jones and Tammy Wynette.
Oh boy, I don't know what they're talking about.
We don't know what it was, but we had it. We don't know where it went, but we lost it. And it may never come back. Sure was good.
72, Hello Walls by Farron Young. 71, Yuma by Justin Towns Earl.
And why did you pick that song?
Because it has the most country themes. Oops. Death, loss, brokenheartedness, alcoholism, stuff like that.
Well, he woke up that morning and he called into work, put on his daddy's old suit with a secondhand shirt, all untucked, shoes untied. People all snickered as he walked by, so he stopped in a bar and bought a shot of Stevens and another.
Number 70, Are You Sure Hank Done It This Way by Waylon Jennings.
That's the first time Waylon appears.
Number 69, Always Late With Your Kisses by Lefty Frizzell.
Mm.
Number 68, this is the other example of what I was talking about. I'll Never Get Out of This World Alive by Hank Williams Sr., Jr., and 3rd.
You mean it's an example that this is an original Hank Williams recording,
yeah,
and then his son and his grandson went back and did like a duets remix?
Yes.
Like Biggie and Jay-Z. Okay.
Yes.
No matter how it's perfect, things try, I'll never get out of this world alive.
67, King of the Road by Roger Miller.
The King of the Road one is the one that you said they got right.
Yes, I did say that. They got it right. And so we got it right, too. Everyone got it right. Yay! Number 66, Hello, Darling by Conway Twitty. Number 65, In the Jailhouse Now by Jimmy Rogers.
We're in the jailhouse now.
Number 64, I'd like to play this song, Old Number 7 by The Devil Makes Three.
Oh, who's that?
A great band.
Are they new?
Yep, they're brand new.
Are you serious? They're brand new?
Well, they're a few years old.
I guess I grew up on an older road. A pedal to the metal, always did what I told. Until I found out that my brand new clothes came secondhand from the rich kids next door. And I grew up.
He sounds kind of like Tom Waits.
I know, he sounds great. Number 63, Copperhead Road by Steve Earle.
Great song.
Number 62, People Are Crazy by Billy Currington.
That's a great storytelling song.
Yeah, he didn't write it, though.
Who wrote it? He didn't write it?
No, a session writer wrote it. I forget his name.
A session writer?
Yeah.
Well, just a guy who gets paid to write?
Yeah. Number 61, Till I Gain Control Again by Rodney Crowell. Number 60, Angel from Montgomery by John Prine.
That was on the list, the Rolling Stones?
Yes, the version that was made famous is by Bonnie Raitt, but John Prine wrote it, and I have his version on here. Number 59, Play a Train Song by Todd Snyder.
Which we featured in a previous podcast.
Yes.
So this is the first appearance of Todd Snyder.
Yes, it is. Todd Snyder rules. Number 58, Jolene by Dolly Parton.
Jolene, Jolene,
you can.
Number 57, For the Good Times by Ray Price.
Classic.
Number 56, Lost Highway by Hank Williams. Number 55, Wasted Days and Wasted Nights by Freddie Fender.
Wasted days and wasted nights.
I think that explains everything.
Yep. Number 54, The Pill by Loretta Lynn, which was way ahead of its time. It was a feminist song.
Wow.
And they tried to ban it from the radio, but it was such a hit that they had to play it anyway.
Oh my God.
Number 53, Wrecking Ball by Gillian Welsh.
I'm sorry, there's a Wrecking Ball before Miley Cyrus?
This song is beautiful.
I took every secret that I'd ever know and hid it for the wall. Like
a rainbow.
Maybe that's just funny to me. Next.
Number 52, Bottle in My Hand by Hayes Carl, Corb Lund, and Todd Snyder.
Great.
Number 51, She Thinks I Still Care by George Jones.
She thinks I still care.
Now this one we've got to play because I've got to tell the story. Number 50, If I Needed You, this version by Emmylou Harris and Don Williams, written by Townes Van Sant. Now, there's a line in there where he says, Loop and Lil agree she's a sight to see and a treasure for the poor to find.
Loop and Lil agree she's a sight to see, a treasure for the poor to find. If I
Townes Van Sant wrote that song in his sleep. He was crashing at Guy and Susanna Clark's house because his wife had thrown him out again. And that reference, Loop and Lil, is his parakeets that he would keep in his jacket pocket everywhere he went, and he would talk to them. He'd even bring them on planes and stuff, smuggle them on planes and in trains and airports everywhere he went because those were his companions.
When he fell down the stairs, were Loop and Lil in his coat?
No, they were not.
Thank God.
Yeah, Loop and Lil survived. Townes did not. Number 49, Behind Closed Doors by Charlie Rich. Number 48, Kiss an Angel Good Morning by Charlie Pride.
Kiss an angel good morning.
And let her know you think about her when you're gone.
Number 47, Feeling Good Again by Robert Earl Keane. Number 46, Friends in Low Places by Garth Brooks. Number 45, Stand By Your Man, Tammy Wynette.
Classic.
Number 44, Good Hearted Woman, Waylon and Willie. 43, Funny How Time Slips Away by Brenda Lee.
How am I doing? Oh, I guess I'm doing fine. It's been so long now, and it seems that it was only yesterday. Gee, ain't it funny? Time slips away.
42, Mr. Bojangles by Mr. Jerry Jeff Walker.
Country?
That's a country song. And the hit was by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Number 41, Desperado's Waiting for a Train by Guy Clark.
Desperado's waiting for a train.
What a pain.
In the rain.
I'm insane.
In the membrane.
Number 40, I Walk the Line by Johnny Cash.
What number was that on their list?
Number 1.
Why did you put it so far down on your list?
It's not nearly his best song.
Oh. Why do you think it was their number 1 song?
It was the easiest. It was the most obvious choice. Oh, I Walk the Line. Just throw it up there. 39, Wichita Lineman by Glenn Campbell.
The Wichita Lineman is still on the line.
And the Wichita lineman is still on the line.
Number 38, I'm Moving On by Hank Snow.
Who's that?
He's an old-timey country singer. And in the 70s, Johnny Cash got really mad at Tom Waits because in a concert, Tom Waits used to go, there's a rumor that June Carter left Johnny Cash for Hank Snow, and people say that's the first time they've ever seen 7 inches of snow in June.
Oh my God.
And Johnny Cash was like, who is this punk shithead?
Did they know each other?
They didn't meet until Johnny Cash did his song Down There by the Train in 1994 on American Recordings.
Did Tom Waits apologize?
Yeah.
Can we find that?
1974 he said that. I doubt it'll be on YouTube. I really seriously doubt it.
We should do a Tom Waits show.
We certainly should. Number 37, To Beat the Devil by Kris Kristofferson. Number 36, 7 Spanish Angels by Ray Charles and Willie Nelson. Number 35, Driving Nails in My Coffin by Ernest Tubb. Number 34, Take This... What?
Was he a depressive?
You know, like all those guys at the time, was a drinker and a womanizer and, yeah, kind of a depressive. Every time I drink a bottle of booze, I'm driving nails in my coffin over you.
Sure.
Number 34, Take This Job and Shove It by Johnny Paycheck, written by David Allan Coe. Number 33...
Is that on the original list?
Yep. Number 33, Poncho and Lefty by Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard, written by Townes Van Sant.
This is now the Willie and Merle version.
Yep. Number 32, Wayfaring Stranger by Bill Monroe.
Who's that?
Great old country singer. 31, When You Say Nothing at All by Alison Krauss.
Mm.
Beautiful song. Number 30, Big Iron by Marty Robbins. Great story song. Just a really fun, fun story song.
In this town there lived an outlaw by the name of Texas Red. Many men had tried to take him, and that many men were dead. He was vicious and a killer, though a youth of 24. And the notches on his pistol numbered 1 and 19 more.
1 and 19 more.
29, Still Looking for You, Townes Van Sant, my favorite Townes Van Sant song. Number 28, Stoney by Jerry Jeff Walker, my favorite Jerry Jeff Walker song.
First ran in Stoney, was in a bar downtown. Richmond, Virginia. It's bumming around.
Number 27, Beaumont by Hayes Carl. Beautiful, fun song.
Hayes Carl's really making the list.
26, 7 Year Ache by Roseanne Cash.
Oh. Girls in the bars thinking, who is this guy? But they don't think nothing when they're telling you lies. You look so careless when they're shooting that bull. Don't you know heartaches are heroes when their pockets are full? Tell me you're trying to cure a 7 year ache. See what else your old heart can take.
She wrote that song when she was 22 years old.
Jesus.
It's such a great song. 25. I have such a soft spot for this song. I think you hate it. Long-Haired Redneck by David Allan Coe.
Is it because you identify?
I just think it's such a classic country song.
Loudmouth in the corner's getting to me. Talking about my earrings and my hair. I guess he ain't read the signs that say I've been to prison. Someone ought to warn him before I knock him off his chair. Cause my long hair just can't cover up my redneck.
This is one of the songs that I've compared to hip gangster rap.
I love the alternate version of the song. My long neck can't cover up my red hair.
That's my answer song to David Allan Coe, the Happy Anderson song. Because my long neck just can't cover up my red hair. I've never fought one single fight because I'm a super Quaker and I hug the shit out of people and I cry and cry myself to sleep at night.
You and David Allan Coe are in perpetual call and answer songs.
Yeah, that's how I'm famous, is the call and answer songs with David Allan Coe.
Always going back to your red hair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. His song, If That Ain't Country, my song is If That Ain't Ginger. David Allan Coe is the kind of person that depends on how many drinks he has, depends on how liberal or conservative he is.
What's the scale?
When he has a lot of drinks, he's like really liberal and loves everybody. And when he's not had enough, he's like really conservative and hates everybody. Okay.
Oh, here we go. We're getting close.
Oh, this one we got to play. Number 26, because of his intro, Me and Bobby McGee by Kris Kristofferson.
If it sounds country, man, that's what it is. It's a country song. Yeah. Okay. Well, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
busted flat in Baton Rouge and heading for the trains, feeling nearly faded as my jeans.
Now, the iconic version is the one by Janis Joplin. That's the best version of that song, but it's not a country version. It came out posthumously. The first person to hear her version was Chris after she died. And he listened to it and cried and cried and cried because they had been lovers.
What?
Yeah. And then he wrote a song for her called Breakdown, Epitaph, Black and Blue, A Long Way From Home. All right. Number 23, Highwayman by the Highwaymen.
We did a video of this song, a tribute video.
Which was borderline genius.
Borderline genius and borderline what?
Borderline, those two should be in a home for special people. Number 22, When I Stop Dreaming by the Leuven Brothers.
Was that on the list?
No.
But the Leuven Brothers were on the list before.
Yeah, like
for what?
The Christian Life or something. Number 21, this is a song that's been done by a lot of people, but I obviously prefer Johnny Cash's version, The Long Black Veil. Number 20, Sam Stone by John Prine.
Sam Stone.
Came home to his wife and family.
After serving in the conflict overseas.
Number 19, Coal Miner's Daughter by Loretta Lynn.
Great. Was that the original list?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number 18, Me and Willie by Emmylou Harris. Oh, what a great song. Number 17, this is, I could have afforded to have been higher, actually, because this is a classic country story, country song. Georgia on a Fast Train by Billy Joe Shaver.
I've been to Georgia on a fast train, honey. I wasn't born no yesterday. I got a good Christian raising and eight great education. They don't need y'all treating me this way.
I feel like that's what people think of when they think of country music.
That's great, because that's a great song.
Trains and an eighth grade education.
And he ain't ashamed either. Billy Joe Shaver is one of the finest songwriters that ever lived. Number 16, Guitar Town by Steve Earle. Number 15, Crazy by Patsy Cline,
written
by
Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson. Number 14,
written by her psychologist,
Willie Nelson. Number 14, Texas 1947 by Guy Clark. Autumn loves this song. She loves the Johnny Cash version.
Autumn is
our niece. She's never heard this version before.
Being 6 years old, I had seen some trains before, so it's hard to figure out what I'm at the depot for. Trains are big and black and smoking steam, screaming at the wheels, and bigger than anything they is, at least that's the way she feels. Trains are big and black and smoking louder than July 4, but everybody's acting like this might be something more.
Number 13, The Gambler by Kenny Rogers.
Oh, that's much higher up on your list.
It's such a great country song. Number 12, Folsom Prison Blues by Johnny Cash.
Oh.
Number 11, this is a controversial choice, but it's one of my favorite songs of all time. Ballad of the Kingsmen by Todd Snyder.
This is a controversial choice, honey.
The Kingsmen came together in a garage. They could hardly even play, but they practiced night and day, and pretty soon they got to where they could really play that song, Louie Louie. So they saved up all the money from the shows, went into one of them studios, and gave their version of the song a try.
We're in the top 10. We've entered the top 10.
Number 10, Coat of Many Colors by Dolly Parton. Number 9, He Stopped Loving Her Today by George Jones. Number 8, Mama Tried by Merle Haggard.
This is the one song that remained in the same place from the original list.
The only thing. Number 7, Keep on the Sunny Side by the Carter Family.
Keep on the sunny side.
Number 6, Angel Flying Too Close to the Ground by Willie Nelson.
Whoa.
Best love song I've ever heard in my life. Number 5 is so great. It's Honky Tonk Heroes by Waylon Jennings, written by Billy Joe Shaver. So, so great. Number 4, we've got to hear She's Got You by Patsy Cline.
I've got your picture that you gave to me, and it's signed with love, just like it used to be. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got your picture, she's got you.
great song. Number three, I Saw the Light by Hank Williams. Number two.
Whoa, number two.
The Pilgrim, chapter 33.
Classic.
By Kris Kristofferson.
Classic.
We played that on the last
one. We played that on the last one. It was your favorite one.
But the number one country song
is...
Now I taught the weeping willow how to cry, and I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky. And the tears that I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, big river, and I'm gonna sit right here until I die.
Big River by Johnny Cash. Why that song?
Elvis Costello put it best. It is the best, absolute greatest example of Southern poetry there is in America. Johnny Cash, he wrote this at a time when he didn't even know what he was doing. And the lyrics are so sophisticated, so beautiful, so powerful. He was in his early 20s when he wrote that shit, man.
Wow. I'm surprised. There's one song that I haven't heard yet.
What?
Hold on, it's...
I've been forgotten, I've been buried a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? I've been forgotten, I've been buried a long time ago.
I don't even know what this
is. You know what this song is?
I have no clue what this is.
You've clearly never taken an aerobics class.
Well, look at me.
Honey, Cotton Eye Joe. Yeah. My cousin Craig does the greatest dances at all weddings he attends. I can't believe you've never heard this song. All right. Congratulations. Thank you so much for sharing this list with us.
My pleasure. Now, I open myself up to a lot of criticism, but that's okay.
Well, but that's what happens when you openly and fairly hostily criticize others. But you know what? That's art, man. You put yourself out there. You put something together.
Yeah. Boom. What song should we end on?
A Cotton Eye Joe?
No. The Road Goes On Forever by the Highwaymen.
Good idea. Well, thanks again for listening. We really appreciate it.
I guess it's true. The road truly does go on forever. The party
Jerry
never
ends. Jerry was a waitress. The only joint in town.
Had a reputation as a girl who'd been around. Down Main Street after midnight with a brand new pack of cig. A fresh one hanging from her lips, a bear between her legs. She'd ride down to the river, meet with all her friends. The road goes on forever and the party never ends.
Sonny was a loner, bolder than the rest. He was going in the Navy, but he couldn't pass the test. So he hung around town and he sold a little pot. The law got wind of Sonny and one day he got caught. But he was back in business when they set him free again.
The road goes on forever and the party never ends.
Sonny's playing eight ball at the joint where Sherry works. Some drunken out-of-towner put his hand up Sherry's skirt. Sonny took his boom cue, laid the drunk out on the floor, sucked a dollar in her tip jar, walked out of the door. She's running right behind him, reaching for his hand.
The road goes on forever and the party never ends.
They jumped into his pickup, Sonny jammed her down in gear. Sonny looked at Sherry, said, let's get on out of here. The stars were high above them, the moon was in the east. The sun was setting on them when they reached Miami Beach. They got a motel by the water and a port of Bombay gin.
The road goes on forever and the party never ends.